Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Kules. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. In today's episode, we will do a resumen of last night's elimination from Europa League at the hands of Manchester United. But before we dive into that, a quick word from our sponsor, NordVPN. Are you tired of hackers and cybercriminals snooping around your online activities? Do you want to safely access your favorite shows and content from anywhere in the world? Then you need NordVPN, the best VPN on the market. And the good news is that there's an exclusive birthday deal just for you. Buy NordVPN now and win extra subscription time. With NordVPN, you can protect your online activity and keep your private information away from prying eyes. And if you're traveling abroad, don't worry. Connect to a NordVPN server in your home country and safely enjoy content as if you never left. So what are you waiting for? Visit nordvpn.com/barca now to get this special birthday deal. Shield your data from snoops and criminals with NordVPN's state-of-the-art encryption. Safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, or simply browse in complete privacy. Again, visit nordvpn.com/barca. The link is in the show notes. Get NordVPN now and enjoy a safe and private online experience.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So last night, Barcelona were eliminated in another European night. And I'm just going to wing it today. I had some notes written down, but I think after watching all these videos today and listening to the radio and everything, I just want to kind of use this as a therapy session because I'm really confused on how I should be feeling and what I want this club to be aiming for in the future. Now, last night was a tough loss, right? I mean, as I spoke with Troy on Wednesday, we wanted to see this team fight, and they did fight. And so that was a great sign to see these youngsters going to the wire to try to pull out a victory. But I still feel there's some things missing, and there's some things that are concerning to me in a knockout situation that we continue to not find solutions after more than 8 seasons or 7 seasons now. You know, Craig and I used to have this debate all the time about style, right? About how do you adapt the style that you are so accustomed to and then ditch it for the last 20 minutes, right? And can these players do that? And my whole contention was, yes, they can, because most likely you played the crossing and just going for a goal when you're a kid, and that's very easy to return to as to trying to go to a possession heavy style, which is what you are trained to do, like for example when you go through La Masia. And last night was the same situation. In the last 15 minutes when we are searching for goal, we all knew the outcome. And as much as you want to be optimistic, I was not, especially into the lead up of not seeing enough chances to test De Gea, and more importantly, that defense. Now, you can analyze it in a way saying, okay, the defense was playing really well, therefore Barcelona couldn't get chances. But yes, you can say that because they knew how to defend our style. I think around the 80th minute in these European nights, especially in knockout rounds, we have to maybe install, like in Star Wars, the Order 66 mandate, where we just dump our style and just start dumping crosses into the box. Because from my point of view, watching this team for the last seven seasons of disappointment in European nights, you accumulate these last 10 minutes of matches and we barely get a shot off because we're trying to accumulate the greatest attack possible for one opportunity. And it's almost like two schools of thought, right? I would say in those first 80 minutes, sure, we're possessive heavy, we're trying to work the width, we're trying to get a quality attack as opposed to just attacking. But if anything teaches you from European nights, especially watching Real Madrid, is that you got to take chances. And the more chances you get, the more the ball's going to bounce your way. And that's what you have to do in the last 10 minutes. And last night, again, the lack of this pump and dump that we need to do, we are trying to continually work it in a way that is frustrating, especially for me. I want to beat Manchester, right? And it doesn't have to be in the most glory type of goal. It just has to find the back of the net. And that's where my frustration lies, is because, yes, you know, take away what we're doing in La Liga. I mean, we're doing great in La Liga right now, and now it's still going to be difficult with Real Madrid chasing us. But at the same time, we need to have success in European nights like this to really validate how this club is doing. You know, before this match, Kool-Aids, especially people in our WhatsApp group, were saying, you know, Europa League doesn't mean anything. It's the fifth, you know, trophy that we're looking at. But I disagree. Of course, we want to win everything. But I think this was a really great barometer of where we're at. And Xavi still needs more games under his belt, especially in European nights like this, because I think he mismanaged the first leg. And also on the second leg, I think he didn't come up with enough substitutions or enough tactically to adjust what Ten Hag was doing in the second half, right? So Ten Hag brings in Antony, and Antony totally changed the match, right? I mean, he exploited that side when we were high pressing. And again, they were able to find enough moments to attack on. And again, like I said, I'm just confused right now because on one hand, we are trending positively in La Liga. We are league leaders. We're doing well. We're unbeaten, all these things. But on the other hand, in the most important nights where everyone in the world is watching this type of match, right? You want to be able to showcase what it is to be a fan of Barcelona, right? Especially what happened Tuesday night in Anfield with Real Madrid. And I know we don't want to compare ourselves, but it's really hard not to. Right? I mean, that's our rival and that's who we're looking at. And when I look at this, I just still see the same things. And it's just very frustrating because I know we were there. And again, you could have, would have said if we had Pedri and Gavi, it's a different situation, but you can't predict that. That's professional sports. It's the war of attrition. When you go through these gauntlets, you're never 100% healthy. But as we saw last night, for example, when Ten Hag made those adjustments of bringing Antony and, you know, exploiting that right side and putting Rashford through the middle, like those are the things that an X's and O's tactical manager does to get the slightest edge when your team is matched up equally. I mean, we were right there. I mean, we go up 1-0, we're leading, and after the second half, we were shell-shocked after the first goal and then obviously the second goal. But again, it's not so much that I'm not upset. I'm definitely not upset. I'm just frustrated because, again, watching last night, I knew as soon as the 75th minute hit, we were going to get like one shot left, you know? And that's just not the way I want to go out, you know? I want to go out with seven shots on goal. I mean, you think about that second half, and there really, from the Barca side, there really wasn't any time where we really put De Gea to test. We didn't really do anything to really make Manchester United think about our attack. Again, I'm just frustrated with the outcome again. And like I put in this tweet that I just tweeted today, you know, that's two European tournaments that Xavi's been eliminated in one season. Last season, he gets a pass because he comes in late. But again, if you can't beat teams like Frankfurt last year, and then you get knocked out in the group stage of Champions League, and then you can't even make it out through the first round of knockout in Europa League, then Houston, we have a problem with these European nights, you know? And we've had so many managers through the last 7 years. It's just something within this team or this DNA of the last 15 minutes. And like I said, imagine last night if we are just pumping crosses in left and right, and all of a sudden we put that defense on the back heel, because you never know what's going to happen. You have Lewandowski hovering around that. He's a poacher. He can make it happen. But we just don't do that. And that to me is the most frustrating. Because do I think Manchester United were better than us both between two legs? Maybe a little bit, maybe 5%. But we are right there. And again, it just goes back to the yin and the yang of what we need in Xavi in these knockout rounds. We almost have to treat almost three leagues as these three competitions, right? La Liga's one, obviously, is the ranking. Then European, you know, whether it be Champions League or Europa, and then Copa del Rey. Those should be the top three priorities. Now, how you manage those and how you adapt those different strategies is ultimately what is going to give us more success. Our style, as I always say, 100%, our style is amazing for La Liga. Like, our style will win out 8 to 7 matches out of 10 all the time with our talent and our style and against the rest of the teams in La Liga. But with European nights, when these teams have time to scout, these teams are up for the match, you're playing a one-off, it's a different ballgame. And I think it was an opportunity missed last night, especially in this knockout stage. And of course, you can say, as Troy said, you know, it's against Manchester United. It's the hottest team in Europe. I get all that. But at the same time, we are not Anderlecht. We are FC Barcelona. We want to play these tough matchups and ultimately win. Now, I'm not going to end this episode just on a negative. I have two bright spots to highlight. And the first one is Alejandro Balde. Señor Balde, this kid is something else. Yeah, he made a couple maybe backtracking mistakes. I wouldn't even call them mistakes. Just, you know, the way the positioning in the second half where he had to backtrack, it's fine. This kid, I was pointing out to my friend that was watching last night. My friend was like, whoa, what is the deal with Balde? I said, this kid is something. This kid has it. He's going to be our left back for the next 10 years. And that is amazing. I can't stress that enough. This kid's ability to read and react already at this age is remarkable. The confidence that he plays with, the amount of times that he was able to work his way out of danger and just make Bruno Fernandes look silly was amazing, because I am not the biggest Bruno Fernandes fan at all. I think Balde's ability to attack and have confidence in the 1v1 is going to continue to grow. And ultimately, he's just going to get better and better, because where he's at already, is he one of the best left backs in La Liga? I would say yes. I mean, tell me other left backs you want in there. It's a very small list. Very small list. Now, I just hope he gets hungry for goal when he gets those chances, because I think he will have those chances and takes those shots. I think that is something that he could develop into his game. But that is a luxury to have. His ganas to play defense is what separates him from Alba right now. You see Balde getting there nitty gritty. You see him using his body. And obviously a lot has to do with the age, right? Alba, doesn't want to do that because when you're older, like I just think about myself. When I'm at the gym and I'm running and I see people do the box spring jumps, I'm like, hell no, man. Hell no. That's not, can't do that anymore. That's not me. So I get it. I sympathize. I empathize with Allah. But if I want to win, I'm putting Balde in my starting 11. He is in my gala. And that's why it's frustrating, because if he would have started in the first match, I think our defenses would have been more sound all across the board. And maybe we limit Man U's scoring opportunities in the first leg. So hats off to Balde. Balde is a superstar in the making. And when you think about this core now, it's really exciting of where we're going. But now we just need Chabi to tactically adapt him for these knockout stages, because we have the talent. It's building. Think about this core already now, right? Pedri, Gavi, check, check, check. Frankie de Jong, check. Balde, Araujo, Koundé. I mean, wow. Wow, wow, wow. And most of them, except maybe Frankie, most of them are on really nice contracts. So that helps the club as well. Which leads perfectly to my next bright spot, and that's Frankie de Jong. You know, in the beginning of the year, with all the rumors of Frankie going to Man U, I was anti that because I knew how important Frankie is. And last night, he just showcased again. Again, in this new formation that Xavi has been using, it has really unlocked Frankie de Jong. We are seeing the best of him. He is so talented, but there was a couple moves last night where he was able to use his back, flick the ball in a direction, and just continue to go, and he was just going full on with a head of steam. The only problem is when he kept going with the full head of steam, there was no one in the front for him to pass, really. We didn't have those lanes, you know? And that's where, you know, maybe some of this tactical adaptation of having maybe two forwards up the middle as opposed to with helps us a little bit more to create chaos, right? Because in this knockout stage, I'm not looking for style and grace. I just want to advance. But Frankie last night was the man. I was so pleased with his performance. And he was another bright spot. And he continues to play at a level now where he's becoming one of the best midfielders in La Liga and Europe. I wish maybe he could find the back of the net like Pedri is finding ultimately, because that just adds a little bit more quality to him. But I think from top to bottom, what he did last night to run around that field last night the way he did and have the coverage, especially, he was essentially covering for Busquets. I mean, Busquets, don't get me started last night. People saying, oh my God, he bossed. Get out of here. Get out of here. With Sergio Roberto and Busquets, I'm not going to end on the podcast with this, but you know my feeling, and this to me has, like, no. I need speed now. I need speed and coverage, and Busquets just can't do that. And right now, unfortunately, you know, obviously with Gavi and Pedri, Frankie de Jong is clicking, and I would much rather see Kessié out there than Busquets, to be honest, because I know Kessié is going to run. And right now, I want that coverage. I want the speed right now. I think it benefits us most. I mean, how many times does Busquets make that final pass that leads to a goal? You know, he'll have a moment here and a moment there. That's fine. But I just think we need more youth in the midfield. Just to finish off on Frankie. Frankie was, last night I just kept watching and I was just in awe. Now, unfortunately, like I said, it was unable to make some quality through balls and really put something in the attack. Because how many times did he beat that first line in the midfield? He's running, running, running. And then there's like Lewandowski's like trying to come and get the ball as opposed to trying to open it up and find a through lane to maybe try to finish or help Frankie with the run. But I was just so impressed with Frankie last night. To me, that's, you know, if you're Manchester United, you're just like, ugh. We want this kid so bad, but, you know, Frankie wants to stay in Barcelona, which is great, and I'm looking forward to how he finishes the season. That's all I have for today. I just needed to talk this out. I hope it helped with your Barcelona therapy session as well. I mean, how are you feeling? Are you feeling ultimately sad? Do you really not care about this? I mean, if you don't care that we just got knocked out, you know, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where I think Barcelona was positioning itself as, oh, you know, it's Europa League, we don't really care, because if we did get eliminated, you just kind of feel less ashamed of it. But man, it's really frustrating on the European platform, right? Especially when your rival does it in the Champions League at Anfield 2 days prior. That's where it's really difficult too. I think it all in the same week. Now, we're going to have our chance to play Real Madrid very soon, next week, and we will see how we do. Obviously, I'm confident about that because we just match up really well with this Madrid team. But again, I really hope Xavi takes into this elimination just some things that he could have learned from Ten Hag going forward, because Ten Hag is becoming the master of second half adjustments, and that's what you have to do at this level. You have to find, especially in knockout stages, when you are matched up so equally with the other team. Anyway, Barcelona travels south this weekend to Almeria. We'll see if we get those 3 points to keep pressure on Madrid, because Madrid is playing Atletico in the Madrid Derby tomorrow. I don't think Atletico are going to do anything. Atletico have been really up and down, but they're not very good away from home, so we'll see. But obviously, tomorrow we'll be an Atletico fan just to help Barcelona get that distance even further. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.